experience any kind of discrimination or hostility?
Oh, I'm not personally. I imagine there are many instances that they could cite that, but I have no recollection of them myself.
Mm-hmm.
Just the usual kind of discrimination. It wasn't that common that I know of. We had no great. No, I didn't have it.
I see. Okay. What about during World War II? Were you ever mistaken for Japanese?
I probably so. We didn't have any problems that I recall. Strong.
Did you have the red badge that says I'm Chinese?
I think there were I do recall that there were some like buttons that they, I don't know who gave them out, but it's not like you say, that to distinguish us from Japanese.
But you never wore them?
I don't think I did, no.
Mm-hmm. Are you aware of how, for instance, how your parents' friends or your older friends meet their wives?
My parents' friends?
Including your parents. Your father went back and just sort of
found your mother through a matchmaker. I think it was arranged through families.
Right.
And I think that was pretty much the case in their acquaintances. But I think it was quite common then.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about your friends who are a little bit older?
My friends are
like your older. Well, no, your friends. Your friends who are old, but you have Caucasian friends.
Yeah.
And I assume around in your own generation, including yourself, if you did look for a marriage partner, you would go through it on your own. You would never think of using someone at the middle person.
I don't think so.
Matchmaker.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Would you have given a higher priority to Chinese rather than, you know, instead of another ethnic group, if you did consider to get married? Or wouldn't it make any difference?
Probably wouldn't make any difference. Right now it wouldn't. Maybe some years back it would have, I think.
Yeah, but okay, some years back, what would?
I think my mother's influence would have dictated that.
Chinese.
Yeah.
Did your parents feel it was important for the children to, for instance, get Chinese culture and go to Chinese school?
Yeah, I think so. At least there was an attempt to. But I think, the problem of living sort of isolated, even though it wasn't. You wouldn't consider it being isolated now, but it was difficult to.
What about yourself? Did you regret not having gone to learn Chinese?
Yeah, I think now, looking back, I think I've missed a lot in knowing about my culture and knowing how to speak Chinese. I think that would be an asset to have at this time. But I think it's probably, now it'd be difficult to, I could always go to school, but being so busy with my own job, it's difficult for to make a determined effort to learn Chinese.
If you had children, would you
I think, yeah, I would try to get them to at least know their own culture and try to point out why it would be useful to know it.
Yeah, why do you think, since you're in America, an American and in America, why would you feel it's helpful or an asset to know another language, or Chinese specifically?
Well, being able to communicate with other Chinese if I needed to. I don't need to, but I think I think it would, just from a cultural standpoint, knowing, you know, just if the history would be good.
I see. In your own generation, do you know any other Chinese Americans?
Just mainly through my parents' family's acquaintances, their children. There are a few, perhaps, but most of the other Chinese are either in the same profession or others who I've occasionally met in the past.
Did they all get married here?
I believe so. So yeah, I think so.
And did they ever say any thing regarding their attitude toward having children, sons or daughters? Any priorities?
No, I don't think that. First of all, I don't know that many, and I don't think. No, I don't know firsthand, but or had occasion to really know.
Okay. What did you think of interracial marriages back when you were young? Did you see any?
Well, I probably saw a few.
Did it seem odd to you?
Well, just that it wasn't probably generally accepted then. And, I had no strong feelings. I think my mother or my parents' influence were probably more of an influence on my feelings than my own personal feelings.
Did you hear anyone say that they were embarrassed to be Chinese?
No, I don't think so.
Do you feel that there's a gap between you and your parents' friends' children, or your parents' friends themselves?
Not really. Mainly one of age, I guess, and not the fact that they're my parents' friends rather than my own friends.
But in language, how about language? You can speak some Chinese at all?
Not really.
You have to speak English to your mom then?
Yes.
And she understands?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sure you speak English to everybody.
Yeah.
But if she spoke Chinese to you?
I can understand her in most usual conversations.
I see. What types of jobs would most Chinese consider back then to be ideal for themselves?
Well,
for your father, would he ever say, I wish I were black?
No, I don't think so. I think that, I guess, traditionally, at that time, most immigrants or arrivals were merchants of one type or another, and not having had the education to get into a profession. That probably was the most generally accepted line of work.
Mm-hmm. How about for you? What do your parents think would be ideal for their children?
Well, I think at least the younger children getting an education, as much education as possible, and
mm-hmm.
going into a profession of some sort was the most...
professional,
yeah.
Like your profession.
Yeah.
How about yourself? Do you think professional, being a professional is ideal? Would you have preferred something else?
Well, I think for myself, I am more suited to a profession than, say, being in some other business. I don't know. I guess my own personality suits being a profession more than being in some sort of sales line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was unique during your childhood that you remember? What was the, if any, the unique event or the thing that stood out between the time you were born and 1945? You know, several things, perhaps. Getting a car or anything. Did you ever buy a car? Your parents and you?
Well, my parents had cars, yes. Well.
How were things different back then for you growing up? What sort of things did you do?
For myself personally, I had a very close neighborhood friend who's a Caucasian that lived across the street, and we did things together. We went places and did things together. So he was a very good friend.
What sort of things? Marbles?
Maybe going to a baseball game or playing miniature golf or going to the park or playing together.
Did you ever go camping?
He went, not together.
Excuse me, no. Summer camps.
I believe he went to summer camps, but I never went with him. And there was, I think I was to have gone to summer camp at one time, but I never did go to summer camp. But I think just the usual kinds of things of growing up as a child and going to school. Nothing really outstanding.
Did you observe your brother to have done things differently? My older brother who seemed to be more influenced by the Chinese way of doing things.
No, I don't have any recollection of his doing anything that was out of the ordinary. I guess he had some Chinese friends that I never knew.
Uh-huh.
He was the oldest brother, Joe, was, how much older was he than I? 14 years older
yeah.
than I am. So I didn't really, know any of his friends, so I don't recall anything like that.
Mm-hmm. What about Chinese New Year's or other Chinese holidays? Did your family celebrate them?
I think, yes, Chinese New Year's, I think they did. With like a special dinner or something. I don't know that we routinely routinely celebrated with other families, but mm-hmm. it was mainly just a family kind of thing.
It was not celebrated every year.
I think it was celebrated every year, but it wasn't the big occasion that perhaps...
not as big as Christmas, huh?
No, I don't think so.
No,
it wasn't quite as big.
Any other Chinese holidays?
Let's see. Chinese New Year's and what's the other Chinese New Year's? What are the other
there's only one New Year, but
yeah.
there are several other Chinese holidays. Your grandfather was buried here, right?
Yes.
Do you go to his grave
yes.
on Qingming, you know, which is the day when you're supposed to go in there?
I'm not aware of that. We do...
Around April?
No, I don't know that.
Oh.
Yeah, but we do go occasionally on holidays or like Memorial Day. So it's more related to the Caucasian occasions than the Chinese.
Do your parents celebrate Thanksgiving and
yes.
Halloween? Those things.
I think having lived in this neighborhood for so long that we more or less did what the other Caucasian families did and observed.
I see. So all in all, you would say that you have been more or less assimilated, or you're into the American culture.
Yes, I think so. I think having lived in this neighborhood for so long, it was a natural thing.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever want to go back to China?
Not myself personally.
Not to visit.
One of my brothers, Walter, and my older sister Dorothy, did go back to Hong Kong and to Taiwan on a tour. That was several, probably about 10 years ago. But at that time, the mainland had been opened up, so
mm-hmm.
they did get there. And I think there probably is more of an opportunity now to do that. And perhaps one day when I have some time, it would
mm-hmm.
be nice to do.
But China has no higher, it's not a higher priority than any other place you would want to visit.
I don't think so. That would be one of the priority places, but I haven't really had that much occasion to travel.
Mm-hmm. You know. Do you have relatives back there still?
There's one. There's I think one aunt or two aunts. One is in Macau. And the other one is in Hong Kong,
mm-hmm.
that are still there that my mother corresponds with.
Oh, I see. They've never been here?
One of the aunts has since moved to Canada.
Oh, I see.
In Vancouver, and she has visited here twice.
Mm-hmm. You have no relatives back in China, mainland itself?
Or
Taiwan.
Yes, there is one uncle that I think still lives near the village where my mother was born.
Mm-hmm. You don't know the name of the
village?
No,
I don't.
Okay. And that's all?
Yes.
You believe your mother's from Hansan, right? In Canton?
Yes.
Okay. And your father is also from.
Yes, from the
same
place. Area. Same area.
And the language they speak is Samyip. Is considered Samyip, right?
It's close.
This is the end of Take One, Side A, by Richard Lim. Interview.